Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
The Ole Miss Spirit's Billy and Body welcomes you to the flagship, an Ole Miss recruiting podcast powered by Status Jet.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the flagship, an Ole Miss Spirit recruiting podcast. I'm Billy Embody. With me is Zach Berry. Before we get to a loaded show today, we want to remind you guys that we are presented by our friends at Status Jet. StatusJet.com. Head over there today, and when you reach out to them about any travel opportunities that might work for you with them, make sure you mention the Ole Miss Spirit. They'll give you a discount on a round-trip flight. Spring break's coming up. Plan that spring break trip. You can also plan some big work trips, take clients in a first-class environment with our friends at Status Jet. So reach out to them today, and they'll help you plan an epic trip with an incredible way to fly on their fleet of private jets. And like I talked about last week, Zach, Lane Kiffin and his staff would love to treat some of these prospects that they had on campus to that private jet life. Well, if things work out for them like they have for some of the Rebels that are headed off to the NFL, maybe, you know, they'll do that in a future bit. But one guy that does stand out to me right off the bat as we got breaking news into the podcast is Jerelyn McCoy. Decommitting from LSU, the Tupelo, Mississippi standout is now back on the market.
Yeah, top 100 prospect. I wouldn't say it was a shock because LSU obviously does a great job recruiting Bo Davis, Brian Kelly. But I think it was kind of a shock he committed so early to LSU because really, obviously, some big-time offers and I thought that he was going to kind of take it slow, maybe wait until after the summer when he takes his visits, but pulls the trigger, gets an LSU's 26 class, and now he is back out and available. As you reported, consecutive weekends spent in Oxford. Brian Kelly went to see him last week after Kiffin, Joyner, Golding, all of them went to Tupelo High School to visit with him. So this is shaping up to be a good battle and probably a national battle with Alabama, Southern Cal, Oregon, Ole Miss, A&M, Auburn. I mean, he's got a loaded offer sheet, but you have to like where Ole Miss sits right now with getting him on campus early and often. You know, the spring and summer circuit's going to be busy for these guys as they do camps. You've got Under Armour Next camps coming up, and you've got, you know, McCoy won't be participating, at least to my knowledge, but, you know, you got 7-on-7 circuit in the summer, so these guys are busy. So they're trying to get these visits in. So you see a very concerted effort by Pete Golding and Randall Joyner with McCoy and several others that we're going to get to of getting on them early and getting them to campus. But, I think Ole Miss is in a great spot here. We were talking about it before we hit record, Billy. It's been kind of difficult for Ole Miss to get into Tupelo. Just kind of historically, a lot of guys go to Mississippi State. You've had some guys go elsewhere, out of state, but maybe Mason Dunn signing in the 25 class was maybe the big domino to get things moving in the right direction for Ole Miss. Alabama wanted him bad, and Pete Golding and Brian Brown and Lane Kiffin and the rest of that defensive staff were able to keep him and sign him. So, you know, hey, maybe that's it. But McCoy is is a hell of a prospect, man. We talked with Cody Belair a couple months ago, just kind of looking at the 26 guys and some of the in-state dudes that Ole Miss are really keen on, and McCoy was one that Belair is really excited to see this spring and summer and as a senior.
And now, of course, Ole Miss trending on the On3 RPM. We'll give that away for you guys. But if you want more information on where Ole Miss stands and why that is the case, use code OM1 for $1 for your first 2 months. It's a special YouTube podcast code for you guys. So appreciate you guys watching along with us and following us. So want to let you guys know you can follow us at omspirit.com, affiliate of On3. With that code, OM1 gets you 2 months of access to the site for just $1. And Zach, the Ole Miss staff had a loaded group of prospects on campus for junior day. Most of them went to that Ole Miss Auburn basketball game, which was a pretty competitive game for the Rebels there. And a lot of the prospects commented on that atmosphere on campus. And one of them that we've got to talk about is Landon Duckworth, who made his first trip of 2025 to a college campus, and he was on campus to spend time with Lane Kiffin and the staff, and they made a huge impression on the Jackson, Alabama quarterback, a former South Carolina commit who reopened his recruitment, and the Rebels sit in a really strong position here as well.
Yeah, another guy that has been prioritized early. When he reopened things, it was kind of Ole Miss, a little UCF, and then he's added some offers from Auburn and Florida. Arkansas, you got TCU in the mix. Oregon reached out, A&M. Georgia was a big one early last week. But yeah, Ole Miss, I think, is you know, possibly trending here. He told you that they're number one right now. And I like the fit. Every bit of 6'3", listed at 190, but he's probably going to be a lot bigger as a senior. And one thing that I've heard a lot from Ole Miss sources and just talking to other people that scout and or, you know, high school coaches, and they talk a lot about being a plus one in the run game as a quarterback. You know, Jackson Dart was like that. Matt Corral, even though he wasn't very big, he was still a plus one guy in the run game, where you can count on your quarterback to pick up first downs and to get chunk plays with his legs. Duckworth is certainly going to do that. I mean, super talented, really athletic, but can really spin it too. So a true dual threat, and Ole Miss has been to see him a couple times once everything opened up and the coaches went out to see him at his high school. And like you said, you get him first for a junior day, and that's big. So we talk a lot about, you know, kind of, you know, follow the visits. You know, another thing to follow is, you know, kind of follow Lane Kiffin on social media and see where he's going. That's usually a good hint at who Ole Miss is prioritizing, and Landon Duckworth is definitely at the top of that list.
And when you look at him overall as a recruitment, I think what's going to be interesting to see here is obviously, can Ole Miss hang on to that standing that they have right now in the recruitment? He mentioned Georgia and South Carolina and Florida State. To me, as programs that he's really for sure going to get back for official visits, and he doesn't really have any more visits set. And as you look at quarterback recruiting, you want these guys to commit early. You want these guys to be that leader in the class. And obviously the Gamecocks thought that was going to be him, you know, the first go around, and who knows, maybe he ends up back there. But it's always tough to see guys recommitting to a school in a sense. But with Landon, I mean, I think Charlie Weiss did a good job. Kelvin Bolden has done an unbelievable job in this recruitment, just really connecting with him on a day-to-day basis. And it just seemed like he felt comfortable. And one thing that stuck out to me is when he talked about what he wants in a college and when he wants to make that final decision, what he's looking for, is he really wants a comfortable environment and city. And I think Oxford really showed a lot of that over this weekend when he was there. You know, he got to see the Auburn basketball game where the stands were packed and the passion was flowing through. And I think that's important. And you can build off of that when you have a successful basketball team and give guys a glimpse when they take that visit, if they didn't necessarily get a chance to get there in the fall, you know, with some prospects
you get to see that passion. You get to show that to them. And I think that was important for Landon to see. I think there's a lot of comfort right now with Ole Miss for him. So that's something that they're going to obviously have to keep holding on to as they go through the spring. But he is somebody that Lane Kiffin is really prioritizing in a big way. And, you know, Ole Miss did dish out a new quarterback offer at the same time, which is always interesting timing because they know that they sit in a good spot with Landon Duckworth. They know that they're in a strong position. But, you know, I think 2026, maybe we see two quarterbacks end up in this class. And one of them now on the board is Austin Westlake quarterback Reese Wise.
Yeah. It's hard to find a more consistent and more productive high school program in the country, really. Westlake has churned out dudes left and right for years. But yeah, Reese came with his parents and just loved it. I talked to him on Sunday night and he was just, you could tell that he was really vibing with Ole Miss and really enjoyed it. He told me that he quote loved the place. One thing that was interesting to me, that I think is a testament to Lane Kiffin and the culture and the staff and what they've done. I asked him, you know, did you get a chance to meet with Lane Kiffin? And he said he didn't, but he said that like he respects the structure. And he told me, quote, it seems to me he has a lot of trust with his coaches and lets them do their job. A guy like Reese didn't get a chance to meet Kiffin, but he does plan on coming back and probably will take an OV as well. So he knows that sit down with Kiffin is coming. But I thought that was an interesting quote. And I think that's just kind of indicative of the staff. You know, you mentioned Kelvin Bolden being a big part of Landon Duckworth's recruitment. And then, you know, Charlie Wise Jr. and, you know, Alex Brown and, you know, all these other, you know, Joe Judge, all these other offensive staffers that chip in and get things done. I think that's big. So, highly productive high school quarterback, another plus one guy in the run game. He had 15 rushing touchdowns as a junior, led Westlake to the title game, just kind of ran into a buzzsaw at North Crowley. But, close to 2,600 yards passing, 23 touchdowns, a really, really solid quarterback. Just a brief glimpse at the film. Looks like a guy that can process things, plays in a very sophisticated offense in high school. Westlake is very advanced in that area. So, you know, he's going to have some good coaching and a really good skill set and a brain that is already, you know, the wheels are turning for college already with what he's doing offensively. But yeah, I like this offer. And look, there are worse programs in the country to get a foot in the door in with Westlake. So certainly one to keep an eye on. He said that Ole Miss was number one for several reasons and he plans on coming back, but yeah, he told me he doesn't really have any, you know, he's not really looking at, you know, who's coming after him the hardest. He's just going to kind of go with the flow and see what happens. But yeah, you can't hate where Ole Miss is after this weekend and the impression that they made on him without meeting Lane Kiffin.
Yeah. And I think when you look at just somebody like Reese, I mean, he's been on the radar for a long time now in the state of Texas. And you play at a program like Westlake, it's like playing for a college as far as, you know, the attention and the day-to-day preparation that you are expected to put together. And, you know, I think you can look at a guy like Landon Duckworth, who is, you know, just at least watching the tape, probably a little bit better of an athlete than Reese Wise. You know, he's playing basketball for Jackson as well. And you can take somebody like that, and you can also take a guy like Reese, and you could say, okay, we've got these two quarterbacks. They bring something different to the table. And if those are the guys that we end up getting, then great. Like, that is what you want. And you know, with somebody like Reese, who's, you know, sits here as a three-star prospect right now, might be a little bit more okay with sitting and waiting, considering also, you know, he's been on the radar for a while at Westlake, but that's kind of how it goes at some of those major Texas high school football programs, is they got to wait their own turn. And that's something where it's not that a Landon Duckworth wouldn't be mature about it, but when you look at a blue chip guy that's getting recruited by the Georgia's the this or that, you know, they're blowing up. It's just a little different as far as like their timeline of maybe how they want to get on the field and do all those things. So I think they're taking a really like prudent approach with the way they're recruiting the quarterback position and looking for two quarterbacks. You know, they're going after Jared Curtis, who they went and visited. They're going after Ryder Lyons, who they went and saw. They went and saw Landon Duckworth, then get him on campus. And then you also have a guy like Reese Wise and a couple others that are kind of make a lot of sense as like a QB2 in the class, so to speak. And you take them and they'll be good for the room, and you see if things pan out. So this is a very good start for Ole Miss at the quarterback position.
Yeah. And you mentioned Lyons. You know, you talk about a blue chip guy that's getting chased by everybody. And then you've got the, you know, the unique thing with him where he's going to do his mission and, you know, he will probably be ready to report for the, you know, the calendar year of 2027. So I think this is a very strategic play for Ole Miss where they are trying to position themselves well with multiple quarterbacks and, you know, a blue chip like Duckworth. Because look, Ryder Lyons is a stud. He's a five-star for a reason. Ole Miss would love to have him. They're not going to stop recruiting him. But, you know, these dominoes with quarterbacks, man, they typically fall early. And you saw in the 25 cycle, when you fall behind and, you know, somebody like Deuce Knight, where, you know, he commits Notre Dame early and then he, you know, flips to Auburn, you know, you're playing catch up and that's hard, especially at the premium position of quarterback. And, you know, it's a, you know, people say it about the NFL all the time. It's quarterback league. Well, same goes for college, man. You have to have a quarterback. If you don't, you're behind the eight ball already if you're wanting to compete in college football playoffs. So, you know, Ole Miss is, it's a business, man. You got to go get your guy. And I mean, there are multiple guys that we've heard that this staff really likes. And at this point, it's kind of been like this forever, Billy, where it's like, man, quarterbacks, man, you got to grab that spot.
Yeah, 100%. So, and speaking of grabbing a spot, you guys want to grab a spot with one of our new sponsors, MyPerfectFranchise.net. Andy Ludeke has been working with On3 and myself for quite some time now, and he's now brought his business over to the Ole Miss Spirit. And he's excited to share with you guys his plan for franchise consulting. His services are 100% free, so you can reach out to him at 404-973-9901 or email him Andy, at MyPerfectFranchise.net. He's a franchise consultant. He helps people try to find different ways to build wealth, diversify their portfolios, or leave a legacy for their kids. If you have a job and you want a side hustle, maybe this is something that you can explore on franchise ownership. Andy is a franchise owner himself. We were talking the other day about his dumpster business that he owns. So these are some of the things that you can get involved with and just find a way to shake things up and even leave that corporate rat race if you so desire. So his services are free. He's here to help you. You can email him, Andy, A-N-D-Y, at MyPerfectFranchise.net, or give him a call, 404-973-9901. Head over to MyPerfectFranchise.net today to learn more about how Andy can help you. Ole Miss really helped itself, I think, this weekend. You texted me last night, and we had posted the story on Deuce Gerald's Ole Miss legacy. And you said, really seems like he's a lean for the Rebels, right? And you know, I think when you see a guy who's been around, you know, Oxford, the program, as much as he has, you can almost worry about overexposure. But Deuce Gerald's is somebody that I think Randall Joyner has really positioned, you know, them well for here, heading into what is going to be a busy spring and summer for him as he takes official visits and looks to get that decision, you know, locked in before his senior year.
Yeah. You know, Ole Miss has been after him for quite a while. I mean, since he was, you know,
born.
yeah, that too. But yeah, like, you know, started to really look like his father a little bit. Hit a growth spurt, you know, freshman, sophomore year. And, you know, I remember seeing him a couple years ago at the Under Armour camp in Atlanta, and he looked like a guy that was a senior. The overexposure thing, sure. If I could play devil's advocate here, this is a unique legacy situation, a legacy recruitment where, you know, there are legacies everywhere at different programs where, you know, a lot of guys will graduate, they'll go, you know, whether they go to the NFL or whatever, they move away. But, you know, Deuce has been going to Ole Miss games, you know, since he was born. And so that's, I think that's unique where he's been kind of, you know, literally born into it. He's been to games when his dad was playing at Ole Miss in the mid 2000s. And I think that resonates with him. He finally went to a game last year and really got a feel for the program. And just, you know, it's easy to see the trajectory here with Ole Miss. And just, you know, the last couple of years, the crowds have been big. You've had huge wins at home, you know, nationally ranked wins. And I think that you know, when you're saying, well, you know, he really likes Ole Miss and Randall Joyner and Pete Golding and Lane Kiffin, they're doing a bang up job, but you've got Ohio State, Miami, and other, and that's true, but Ole Miss is swimming in those waters now. I mean, I think that it's not really, you know, anything crazy to say that Ole Miss could easily get this one done. And I'm not saying that they will get it easily done, but I think Ole Miss is respected now on the recruiting trail. And I mean, certainly Randall Joyner and Pete Golding are with their track record. And then you put on top of that what this Ole Miss defense did in 2024. I mean, the best in the country, sacks, tackles for loss. You know, they were up there in SP plus, a legitimate top five unit. And then you throw on top of that what Walter Nolan and Prince Umamielen did at the Senior Bowl, you know, all Americans, all SEC, probably going to have their name called in the first 2 days of the draft. That's only going to help you win these battles moving on. So I think that's crucial for Ole Miss, is not only knocking it out of the park when he comes to visit and he, you know, he feels the love from everybody. He enjoys his time. You know, it's kind of like coming home for him because he grew up going to games. But now you're going to add into the fact that, oh, like I can come there and play and then get drafted in the first round. So I think that's going to be big in the next couple months when the draft happens and, you know, a Walter Nolan goes, you know, first round, or Prince Umamielen goes late first, early second, JJ Pegues, Jared Ivey. I mean, all these guys that played in that room with Randall Joyner and played on Pete Golding's defense, that's only going to help you win these tough battles. I mean, the guys is wanted by everybody, and, you know, Ohio State wants him. Miami wants him. Georgia, he's from Georgia, so you know Kirby Smart's going to have something to say about it. But, yeah, I mean, I really like where Ole Miss is at right now. I mean, they went to see him multiple times before he came on the junior day visit. So, again, you follow Lane Kiffin, you see where he goes. He went to see him twice in the span of like 10 days or something. So, yeah, I'd put Deuce up there. He might be the number one overall target for Ole Miss just because of just his skill set and just the fit, you know, with Joyner and Golding.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to, and plus, you know, premium position there on the defensive line. Yeah. And, you know, you mentioned Miami, you mentioned Ohio State. I mean, Miami's thrown around a bunch of money for defensive linemen out of the high school ranks. Ohio State has certainly gotten theirs. Randall Joyner, a one-time GA for Ohio State, legendary defensive line coach Larry Johnson. So a good battle brewing there between them. But, you know, Deuce is just really, I think, comfortable in Oxford. You know, I mean, I think that's where you've got to kind of just look at it. And as he'll go through his decision-making process, you know, things will get whittled down. Ole Miss will be there right to the end. And you just hope that you get him across the finish line. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Yeah. You know, I think there's a natural lean to Ole Miss, him continuing to come back to campus. He did not make other visits this month, so that's a good sign as well. Or actually, maybe he did. He made one. He made it over to North Carolina, but he doesn't have any other visits set up, and he's you're gonna have an opportunity to you know, really, I think, end up at Ole Miss. I don't really know how else to. He's pretty coy in terms of certain things, you know, when you have him on the phone, but I think he really said the right things. He didn't have much stock answers to say after the weekend in Oxford.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Yeah, and one other thing I forgot to mention with Joyner, I mean, he's shown he's not afraid to play guys that are young.
Yeah.
You know, Ole Miss, when they were, you know, obviously you got Walter Nolan, you know, you're not playing a freshman over him. But when he would come out for a breather, I mean, Joyner didn't hesitate to throw in a Cam Franklin or a Jam Brown or a William Eccles. So that's important, too, because, you know, these guys, you know, once you get on campus, man, the clock starts and you want to play. And sure, like if somebody like a Jarelli McCoy or a Deuce Geralds, if they want to go play early, you've seen, you know, the proof is there that Joyner will do it.
Now, sticking with that front seven, I mean, we talked about Jarelli McCoy. We talked about Deuce Geralds. They also had a really good group of linebackers for Pete Golding on campus. And I think they made a move with a couple of them in particular, and they extended a new offer. But the one I want to start with is Braylon Outlaw. Is from Pike Road, Alabama, but he's been committed to Tennessee for a minute now. And he really raved about the visit. You know, this was his first time on campus, from what he told me, at least. And, you know, they're surging, I think, in his recruitment. He told me they're definitely going to be in the conversation. And when you look at him, I mean, he's that kind of new age of linebacker where you don't have to be 6'4", 6'3", to be considered freakish. You know, they want those guys that can play with great leverage and just make tackles and flow freely behind a really good defensive line. And Braylon Outlaw, I mean, he's surging up to the top of Ole Miss's recruiting board, I think.
Yeah. First off, we got a obligatory reference to Pike Road. So yeah, get your Quinshon Judkins jokes out now. But I mean, quietly become one of the more consistent and tough outs in Alabama. That high school has really, really stepped up its game, and they churn out dudes that can play in college. This one, I think is he showed up, and just some of the stuff that he said to you, and just kind of the vibe from other sources is Ole Miss is right there in it. You know, it's almost kind of like, you know, what do they say in soccer, Billy? Like a 2-0 lead is like the scariest lead to have.
Yeah, 100%.
It's kind of like
hockey.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of like in recruiting now where guys commit early and then they take all their visits. And, you know, it's almost kind of scary, you know, scary hours for Tennessee here because, you know, Braylon's got a lot of big time offers. Oregon, South Carolina, Michigan, Missouri. So it's going to be tough for the Vols to hold on to him. But yeah, I mean, I think that quick drive over, it's not far from home. And, you know, pretty much everything we've already said about Pete Golding. I mean, the guy, his reputation precedes him out there on the recruiting trail. And then the last couple of years of what he's done with this Ole Miss defense and how quickly it's turned into one of the more respected and tough units in the SEC and in the country. I mean, you can already see it now, man. Like these high profile defensive players are not hesitating when Ole Miss wants them to come to campus. So, yeah, this one's going to be one to watch. I think Outlaw's probably going to see a little bump in the rankings. Highly, highly productive guy that just makes pretty much every damn tackle for Pike Road. This one's going to be one to keep an eye on. And, you know, another thing, probably one of the better names that I've heard in a while. this one's one to, you know, put a pin in because I think he'll be back on campus at some point soon. And, yeah, he's definitely going to take an OV for sure.
And Ben Garrett, you know, talked with him right before the visit, and he raved about it, as did Anthony Davis, the Grayson linebacker, four-star prospect out of the Loganville area who made his way over to Ole Miss, top 20 linebacker nationally. I think he's another one. The way Ole Miss, I think, recruits some of these big Georgia programs is really impressive. I mean, they did a really nice blitz, I think, probably the second week in January. They really got out there and saw a lot of these guys, and they were able to make a big enough impression where he said, of course, I'm going to come over and see you guys this past month. And, you know, these Grayson guys are recruited, I mean, very early. You know, there's so much talent over there, so they're exposed to it early on. And I think the impression that Ole Miss made on him was really big. You know, Chad Simmons, our national recruiting guy, also spoke with him after the visit. And, you know, you can tell he just really liked what they had to say.
Yeah, man, you want to talk about just cheat code. I mean, Grayson has Anthony Davis and Tyler Atkinson playing linebacker, yeah, which is unreal. Yeah, obligatory reference to Grayson. Kimdichie brothers went there. So you have to imagine Anthony Davis knows about Ole Miss because of Denzel and Robert going there. But, yeah, a really, really respected program in Georgia, a state that plays some good ball. You know, up there with, like we talked about with Westlake, with Reese Wise. If you're recruiting a kid from Grayson, you know they're going to be ready for college. They're already doing strength and conditioning programs. And yeah, it's paying off for Anthony. I mean, he's already close to 200 pounds. And like you said, that's kind of like that new hybrid linebacker that you want. Guy that can move in space, can cover, but is going to be physical at the point of attack. So yeah, I mean, again, going back to what we said about Deuce Gerald's and Ole Miss swimming in these waters. I mean, don't be surprised when these highly rated guys come to campus and are blown away, because Kiffin's done such a really good job putting together this staff. I mean, top to bottom, it's one of the best in the country. And, you know, over the weekend, you probably saw it. We posted the quotes out on our Instagram and Twitter. But, you know, some of the stuff that the guys were saying at the Senior Bowl, talking about just being a sponge and just learning so much at Ole Miss. And, you know, Princely talked about, you know, how important his 1 year at Ole Miss was and the impact that Golding and Joyner and Lou Spanos had on him and getting him ready. And then even like the specialist, man, Caden Davis said, you know, Joe Judge was a huge asset for him and getting him prepared for the NFL and interviews and all that. So if you want to, you know, big picture, look further down the line, all this NFL experience on the Ole Miss staff is huge. I mean, I think people forget that Charlie Weiss Jr. was in the NFL for a brief stint. So, you know, Kiffin's obviously been in the NFL, but they have a lot of, you know, upper management, you know, front office type guys on the staff. And I think that resonates with recruits. You know, these kids are, you know, they're more mature now because of NIL and all of that. But I think you get a kid like Anthony Davis that I think is a really, really mature, you know, between the ears, really well put together kid. He's going to have those questions. You know, how are you going to prepare me for, you know, my pro day, for that Senior Bowl trip? You know, that I think that's a place where Ole Miss can really thrive because of all of the experiences that's on that staff.
Yeah, and look, they kept it in the Peach State with another new offer that they dished out at Junior Day. And this one went to a guy who's been on the rise for a minute here, Noah LaValle, a really impressive prospect out of Marietta, Georgia, plays for Walton High School, who has a bunch of prospects on it as well. His brother is now at Florida State, I believe, as well. And so he's made quite a few visits over there throughout his recruitment. They were one of the early offers for him when it comes to just his recruitment and getting involved early. But Pete Golding went over and swung through there to see him pretty quickly. So he's one to keep an eye on. And look, we've got to talk about the in-state prospects as well that they're making some moves on before we wrap up with one more five-star talk. And I want to spotlight here because last year, you know, Ole Miss and LSU kind of swapped prospects on the offensive line. And this is one that they're battling for really closely, and that's Bryson Cooley out of West Jones. You know, last year in the cycle, Ole Miss was able to get Devin Harper out of state, and then LSU was able to get what's the kid's name? Tyler Miller away from the state. But you know, Bryson is somebody that Ole Miss went and saw. Lane Kiffin and Kelvin Bolden saw him at West Jones, but he came through campus and spent some time with the staff and really enjoyed himself.
Yeah, in state, you know, that's first and foremost important to keep those guys in state. But you know, 6'6", 285, you can't teach that. So it's hard to you know, replicate that very often. So if you can get somebody like him that, you know, and I mean, that's kind of like the ideal kind of build for a tackle coming out of high school, right? You know, he's not heavy. He can still move. He's got good feet. You know, I talked to him last week and, you know, he told me, he said, you know, Ole Miss could be a top pick, but LSU's coming after him really hard. So this one's nowhere near done, but Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin and Kelvin Bolden went to see him. And I think he's really feeling the love from Ole Miss and, you know, that connection to stay in state. You know, they do the whole, you know, the graphics and the sales pitch of, you know, the best in the SIP, stay in the SIP. It's going to be tough. You mentioned LSU. Florida's also coming after him hard. You know, he's starting to really stack some really big time offers. Florida State's after him. You've obviously got Mississippi State inside the Magnolia State that's going to recruit him. So I think that this one is one to keep a close eye on. We know Ole Miss is really pushing to add more potential impact guys on the offensive line through high school. I know everybody gets a little impatient with the portal and, you know, what happened with, you know, this guy or this guy. You know, Ole Miss was after, you know, a couple guys from Notre Dame. They ended up going elsewhere. But man, you got to hit it hard in high school. You know, I did a piece during the season about looking at the top offensive line units in the country, and pretty much all of them are all built through high school. And somebody like Bryson Cooley is a guy that you need to go ahead and grab as a cornerstone guy in your class and build around him, you know, literally and figuratively. So a 6'6", 285 senior is a great start if you're trying to build through the high school ranks. And Cooley, you know, was excited about the offer and then quickly made it to campus. And that's something that I think is big too, that you've mentioned before, Billy, is, you know, you get the offer and then you get them to campus. You know, it's kind of like the first interview, and then you make it to the second wave of interviews. That's kind of where we're at with that. And you know, it's an easy drive, but you still got to make it. You know, everybody makes a joke, you know, well, the ride fell through. He couldn't make it in town. But so yeah, big on Ole Miss to get Cooley in, because yeah, he's 3-star right now, number 33 tackle in the 26 class, but he's certainly someone that could really make a jump in the spring and summer circuits, going to these camps and competing.
And the same goes for Corey Wells, who's blown up as of late, and he came through for a visit. And I mean, I think you've got to really like where things are trending for him early on. I mean, that was a big offer for him, and he quickly scheduled that visit. We go back to that, and it's, you know, repetitive, but you know, we try to make educated guesses in a sense where these kids are going to attend college and things like that. But and sometimes we know a little bit more, whether they tell us or sources and things like that. But you know, Corey Wells is new to this, and he's really blown up as of late, but he swung through and made a visit to campus right away.
Yeah. 6'5", 290. Those also don't grow on trees. Moves well. He's somebody that I think is going to continue to rise. LSU is the school here to watch. His mom is from New Orleans originally, so you know, he's got that pull to get back to Louisiana. But he said right now, I asked him, you know, where does Ole Miss stand right now? And I guess he put it on a scale of 10. He said a 9.5. So Ole Miss getting in there early. And that's important too, right? When a lot of times these first or second offers really mean something to these guys. Sometimes it doesn't, you know, I mean, you can look, you know, at last cycle when Ole Miss lost a guy late to Florida State, you know, that it happens, but this is kind of the reverse here, right? Where, you know, you've got a guy that's from Mississippi. So that pull to stay home, where Tylan Lee, you know, is from Florida and from the panhandle. And that was going to be a real tough pull. Cause I mean, you and I kind of talked about it where it's like, man, you got LaDarian Clardy from that area. And you know, if you get somebody like him as well, I mean, that's big time, even with Florida State struggling. But I think it's good for Ole Miss to be in the race early. And then he's from Petal, so he's right down the road. And you know, defensive line, I mean, that's as good a spot to be in as any if you're Ole Miss, with Randall Joyner and Pete Golding handling those recruitments. And then Kelvin Bolden as well, because he's kind of the guy that, you know, he's on every list at every club in Mississippi. He's got the keys to every back door. I mean, everybody knows him and respects him and what he's been able to do recruiting the state. So, yeah, Corey Wells is one that I think you're going to see him tweeting out a lot more big-time offers pretty soon.
Yeah, and the same goes with Preston Crump, who's been somebody that has blown up pretty quickly here on the recruiting trail with, you know, the offers and all of those things. And Ole Miss was first to offer him, of course, but you know, now he's kind of emerging as somebody that I think is going to be squarely on the radar to watch when it comes to more offers. And Ole Miss got him on campus, checked him out, was able to, you know, measure him formally and all that stuff. And they felt like this is, you know, the perfect guy to kind of go in on as you get to January, where you can, you know, trust your eval off the junior tape and go from there.
Yeah, it could be kind of the Mason Dunn of this class.
Yep.
Long athletic corner. Corinth, historically a really good program in the state of Mississippi. They've been kind of down in terms of, you know, getting elite talent to the Power Four ranks. But Ole Miss has quite the in here. Is, you know, co-DC and cornerbacks coach Brian Brown played at Corinth. So this is someone that I think you definitely need to put, you know, you need to highlight his name on the list, because I do think that Ole Miss getting in there first and getting him to campus very quickly before he starts to add any more offers is going to be big for him. And yeah, like you said, especially for like a junior day where you're doing all, you're taking measurements, you're getting all of that for your own, you know, spreadsheet is big to actually physically see them in person and, you know, kind of put a face to the tape, if you will. So yeah, this is a good one. Again, we talk about you can't teach the length of offensive tackles. You know, if you can find a corner that's 6'2 and can move, you can do something with that.
Let's close out here with a little coaches on the road. One prospect we do want to spotlight for you guys. And if you want more of this, we've got a bunch of information, intel on where the coaches have been over the last month or so on Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com. Use code OM1 and get you 2 months for just $1. That's a special YouTube podcast code for you guys. So head over there now and get the full breakdown. But the big guy we want to talk about here, because it's so intriguing that they actually went and saw him, quite frankly, is five-star edge rusher Anthony Jones out of St. Paul's Episcopal in Mobile, Alabama. And Lane Kiffin, the staff, they've been on, you know, I think a good level of prioritizing the schools you want to go see in the state of Alabama, prioritizing the areas that you want to go see. But this one's intriguing because he's a five-star that hasn't necessarily been mentioned much with Ole Miss, and they're trying to break into that top group here. Alabama had him on campus this past weekend, and the Crimson Tide are doing a good job here. He doesn't have any spring visits or more official visits set, but Alabama is kind of that school to watch. And, you know, I think that's where Lane Kiffin will kind of not, maybe petty is the right word, but kind of petty recruit and try to make things more difficult on the Tide. And, and do that.
Yeah, I think this is, you know, it's probably a little bit of that as far as truth to that. But hell, I mean, that kind of everything we talked about on the show, right, with Randall Joyner and Pete Golding, like they're just trying to parlay some of this success that they've had this year, especially with guys up front. I mean, look at the jump that Jared Ivey made in his time at Ole Miss. I mean, he's a good player at Georgia Tech. He comes to Ole Miss and, you know, all SEC, and he's, you know, blowing up and going crazy at the Senior Bowl. And then everybody, you know, knows about Nolan and Umami Ellen. But yeah, I mean, I think this could be it, where you're just kind of Ole Miss, you're shooting your shot. You know, Alabama's going to be in here. You know, Auburn's going to be in here. He's from Alabama. So those are the two monsters you're going to have to deal with first and foremost. But yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, if you're Ole Miss, why not? I mean, number two edge guy in the country, just get him on campus and just turn on the tape for Princely. Like, hey, this is what we did with this guy. You know, put on the Jared Ivey tape. This is what we did with him. You know, I don't hate this move at all, because, like you said, kind of a quiet guy. He you know, he went to Bama, but he's not jet setting all over the place and seeing a bunch of different schools. So this one's probably going to be an SEC battle. And if you're Ole Miss, you look at the last, 5 years, and you're the third winningest team in the conference, why shouldn't you be mentioned among some of Anthony Jones' top programs? So, yeah, we'll see. I think get him on campus. I know I've reached out to him to kind of get a little temperature check on how it went with Kiffin. But, yeah, it's, you know, certainly one to keep an eye on, especially if he shows up on campus.
And as I say that, of course, I was looking through his profile, and our guy Joseph Hastings, you know, snuck it in there right at his future visits, that Ole Miss is a place he does want to see. So Oxford maybe, you know, shows out, and Ole Miss can make a move here. So we did want to spotlight a coach on the road, stop for you guys on the tail end of this podcast, but we've covered a lot of ground here. And look, there's so much more reactions, intel, and more at the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com. We're part of On Three. So use that code OM1 for $1 for 2 months. So jump on the message board, hang out with us all day. We appreciate all you guys who have jumped on board, but we appreciate our sponsors, MyPerfectFranchise.net and StatusJet.com. We're going to shut down this edition of the flagship Ole Miss Spirit recruiting podcast. For Zach Berry, I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you guys next time.